Blog Talk Radio.
Is
definitely called Walking in the Light. And I'm going to spotlight a song from the George Mass Choir. Lead singer Luella Knight sung that song, Walking in the Light. And that's the showcase song tonight that we're going to be showcasing and everything. Like I said, I don't have too many announcements, y'all. Church announcements are very, very slack right now. But I guess, you know, as time progresses, as things sort of get back to some sort of normalcy, they will increase over time. But nevertheless, I do have a couple of announcements I would like to make. On my home church at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, as I said, we are full-time ministry now. My pastor is Reverend Christopher Williams, and the chairman of the Deacon Board, Deacon Harry Richardson, which I am on that board as well, Deacon. And I am also the minister of music there at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And I would like to announce that on the second Sunday in March, we will be celebrating Choir Day. We will be celebrating Choir Day on the second Sunday in March. Now, President, the choir is Sister Anna Doris Thomas. We affectionately call Honey. And we will look forward to seeing those of you that can turn out. We can accommodate a little bit of, we can accommodate a few people and be safe at it. In other words, we just still asking people to wear the mask. And the numbers are down right now, but still be safe. Be as safe as possible. And so we're going to continue to practice that. And that is about it. We will have my first Sunday church is the New Salem CME Church. And the pastor is Reverend Ernie Will. And we want to say that we are definitely give them a great shout out. Hey there, Sister Jennifer. All right, good to see you. Now, I'm glad to have you in the Bible study tonight. Glad to have you out on board. Sister Jennifer, there's another sister of mine. Also was a choir member that sang in Choir 3 when we had Choir 3. Let me clarify something up. Jennifer here was in Choir number 3. The Antioch Mass Choir is the summation of all the choirs combined. So we could say that Sister Jennifer yet is the choir member of the Antioch Mass Choir as well, and a singing sister at that too, believe it. So we just want to get that out of the way and everything, and then we just say y'all come and join and be a part of it if you can. If you don't have anything else that you have to do on that particular Sunday, come on by and support and enjoy the program that we are going to have. I believe they're going to have a pretty good program schedule. And so y'all just come on by. Those are local. These are for the local people now. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to start this night study. First of all, we're going to use the technology. Like I say, I've already told y'all that I will be coming, I will be talking about walking in the light. And I want you to go to 1 John. That's the scripture going to come to 1 John tonight. 1 John, the first chapter. And I think I'm just going to let the technology work for me tonight again. And I will stop it when I think it has read enough. So y'all please stand by. Here we go. 1 John, first chapter, first verse.
The first letter from John, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we...
Amen. We'll stop it right there. We'll stop it right there. Thank God for the reading here and the doer of his holy word. My brothers and sisters, this is where I get my subject tonight, coming from this particular point, passage of scripture, what I call walking in the light. Now, we know, my brothers and sisters, that John here, in this particular epistle, this is the beloved John, the Apostle John. Yes. This is that same John that laid upon Jesus' breast at the communion table on the night of the Last Supper. It's that same John, the youngest one. In other words, John was the younger, of all the disciples. John was the younger. And matter of fact, in Peter, if you look at the lives of these two disciples, you can tell that Peter had a little problem with John. Peter had a little problem with John, because everything that Jesus would say about John or anything like that, Peter would always reference, what about this man? He was always worried about what was going to go on with John because of the relationship. See, sometimes, y'all, people can be jealous of your relationship with certain people. You know, you can have a good relationship with your pastor or your employee. You can have a good relationship with your employer, and then you got other people will get a little bit uneasy with you because of the closeness that you might have with your employer, and they will tend to get a little antagonistic with you because of that, not because you've done anything to them, but that's that human nature, that flesh rise up in most of us. You hear what I said? I didn't accuse nobody. Then most of us, that flesh mechanism that rise up. However, here we are dealing with, and I must give all my brother Dawkins a shout out because of the fact that we, on our gospel explosion, which I call that, today we had our Bible study, and what we were talking about, light and darkness. And y'all know that we have light, but we have darkness. But now we're not talking about a flashlight as you walk in a dark room and shine. We're not talking about that type of light. Oh, no, we're talking about a much, 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 much brighter light. We're talking about that light that the Apostle Paul saw on his way to Damascus when he was on his way to persecute and Christians and to bring them back to arrest them. That's what Saul had the mandate from the religious leaders of Jerusalem at that time to go down to Damascus and arrest anybody that claimed the name of Jesus Christ. In other words, and then we know that bright light, the light was so bright it blinded him. In other words, but it blinded him so that he could see. Some of us need to be blinded again, like Apostle Paul. Some of us need to be blinded so we can see. Amen. We just thought we'd just throw it in there for free. But nevertheless, this light, what we're talking about, the light of the word, Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. And the thing of it is, when Jesus walk in, all darkness got to disappear. It's just like if you go into a room, darkness really have no substance at all, y'all, really. Darkness has no substance. Light does. When you go into a dark room, no matter how dark it is in that room, if you strike one match, You can see the whole room. Light make darkness disappear. And see, this is the thing that Jesus, when he was speaking with the Pharisees in his day, he told them at that particular time, he said, you know, they had a discussion. They were talking about, you know, they was of their father, Abraham. They had never been in darkness, and they had never been slaves to no man. That's what the Jews said now. And you know that was a lie because they were slaves in Egypt. They were slaves in Egypt. But they said that they had never been slaves to no one. That was a lie. Jesus told them this, though. He said, look here, my brother. Hey there, Jackie. I see you came in, chimed in. Good evening to you, too. Good evening to you, too. He said that if Abraham was your father, then you would love me. That's what Jesus told him. That's what Jesus told the Pharisee. If Abraham was your father, you would love me. And then he went on to tell them how Abraham, you know, will walk with God and everything, and he saw his day and was glad. Abraham did see Jesus' day, and he was glad when he said, but you're trying to kill me. He said, no, Abraham is not your father. You are of your father, the devil. Oh, my God. Let's stop that, y'all, a minute. Because remember now, we got some people always talking about, we are all God's children. That's a lie. That's a lie. Let me tell y'all right here tonight, that is an absolute lie. The reason I can tell you that is because Jesus said so. He told them, he said, you are of your father, the devil, and your work you will do. He said, the devil, he was a liar from the very beginning. He's the father of lies. He said, you do the work of your father, the devil. So how can you say that we are all God's children? No, I tell the difference, because Jesus said so. And he said, you are of your father, the devil. So now, what we got this life? In this scripture reading tonight, 1 John, Jackie, that's where the scripture comes from tonight. 1 John 1 chapter 1 through, I think I let it read down to the 8th verse. Or the 9th verse, but just read the whole thing. It's good for you. Just read the whole thing. In other words, this light that we are talking about, in other words, Jesus said, if we walk in this light, this is what John said. John said, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. In other words, my brothers and sisters, there is no darkness in God. You hear people try to obtain and give God everything bad happened. They say God did such and such and such. God did that. They are misrepresented because they do not know what they are talking about. God is not the author of confusion. God is good only, period. Now, God will allow certain things to happen, but God doesn't do bad things. Let me give y'all an example so you won't know that you'll know that I'm telling you from the word. I'm not just using my word. I'm talking from the word. God does not do evil. Now let me explain it, and I'm gonna give you an example. If you look back to the book of Job, people say, look how he did. God did that to Job. No, Job spoke without knowledge. See, Job spoke without knowledge. That's how come he said. He said that God gave and God have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that, but see, Job spoke without knowledge. God didn't take nothing from Abraham, from Job. God did not take it. The devil took it. Don't y'all see, we got the scriptures. See, we can read what actually took place in heaven. It said that the sons of God went to present themselves before the Lord. And see, you got to remember, Satan was there too because he used to be a son of God himself. He was the anointed seraph. So, yes, he had to go and present himself as well. He looked at it. God says, Satan, whence comest thou? Satan said, from going to and fro, in and up and down of the earth, seeking. That's what he does. He seeks whom he may devour. Now, you can be an easy prey for Satan. Satan will tear you up alive. He'll go to get in your mess. The Satan will take you out in a minute. He said, but as you've been going, I'm paraphrasing now, as you've been going up and down and in and out of the earth, have you considered, this God talking now, he said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, for there is none upright like him in all the earth. Uh-oh, God bragging, ain't he? God bragging on Job. He bragged. He said, yeah, you know, I'm paraphrasing now, y'all, just to show you that God was not the problem here. It was the devil. The devil said, yeah, you bragging on Job because, see, you got a hedge around Job, and everything, Job got all this good stuff and everything, but I tell you what, if you take all Job got and all that he has, and everything, I'll make him cuss you to your face. That was Satan's thought. See, that's the kind of thought that Satan has about all of us. He don't think nothing good of us. I don't know why we would want to serve him, because he don't have nothing, no good thought for us. That's why some people is the same way. They never got nothing good to say about nobody. Have y'all know anybody like that? I'm just saying, don't call the name out now. Don't write it down. But they ain't never got nothing good to say about nobody. But that was what Satan said, skin for skin. He said this, yea, all that a man has, will he give for his life. In other words, now he said, now you bragging on Job, but I guarantee you, touch him. And you let me touch him. And in other words, see, God said, God knew that Job's integrity was going to stay intact. God knew that. But he just was going to show Satan. He said, I'll tell you what, Satan, I'm not going to take it. You do it. Take what he got. Do what you will, but don't touch his soul. That's what God told him. God was still protecting Job. He said, well, now you can get all that material mess, so you can always get that back, y'all. Let me tell y'all that again. Material mess, you can get that again. You can get that again. God's going to get all that. He said, but when... after you do that, but don't you touch his soul. You leave that alone. Well, did God take anything from Job? No, he did not. It was the devil that took that. So, y'all, when you see these storms come and do all this devastating stuff, that's not God. I know that shocked a lot of people. That's not God. Satan is the God of this world, y'all. Adam did it. And then, yeah, I know Eve had a part, but Eve was the seed. Adam flat-footed disobeyed. You hear me? Adam flat-footed disobeyed. But God does not do evil. That is what the scripture right there in verse 5 says, that this is the message we have heard of him and the cloud unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God cannot do evil. Evil is darkness. Now, let us move on. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, while we lie, and we do not tell the truth. Okay, y'all, that's straightforward. Now, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, what is that saying? We got some that, see, even Satan, he presents himself as an angel of light, but he is full of darkness. He is full of darkness. In other words, in the book of Revelation, say he speaks. He looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. In other words, when your wife don't line up with your talk. Amen. That's what this saying right here. That's what this scripture saying here. If we walk If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we walk in darkness, we don't have fellowship with God, because God is light. And in him, there is no darkness. So now, what do that mean? Does that mean we're not going to do something wrong? No, no, that doesn't mean that. But that means we don't, it doesn't mean that we do not sin, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And some of us, every night, sin just means you miss the mark. And every one of us in this room tonight and all the one outside this room, every one of us missed the mark every now and then. Every one of us missed the mark. Missing the mark is sin. It didn't say you wouldn't sin, but you can't practice sin. It's a difference. It's a difference. And see, this is how come we, me and Brother Dawkins, are teamed up are trying to get people to understand and study the word, so you can show yourself approved and you won't have to be ignorant to these things. Because if Satan catch you ignorant, he's going to lie to you anyway. But if you don't know what the word of God said, how can you act upon it? That's all I'm saying. All right, read on. He said here, if you look down, he said, if we confess. Okay, wait a minute. No, I don't want to skip that one. I don't want to skip this verse here. He said, all right, if we say, he is like, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See that the blood cleanses us from all sin, meaning when I get stained, the blood of Jesus, if I'm walking in the light, it's going to cleanse me from all sin. Whatever I stumble and fall, as long as you don't stay down, y'all, get up. That's what he's saying. And the blood cleanses us from all sin. And then it says, if we confess our sins. So now, there you go. This is the key right here. If you don't sin, why did he say you got to confess it? He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, in other words, though, we got to confess. See, that is the big problem with a lot of us today. We ain't never done nothing wrong. So we know where we ain't got nothing to forgive. Well, we don't make the word of God a lie. Because he said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We talking about this light, y'all. This is this marvelous light. He said, but if we confess it and acknowledge it and humble yourself, he said, the blood of Jesus will cleanse us, and it will cleanse from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You see that, y'all? That's right there in 1 John. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I want to reference one more thing, y'all, because we done came down to the end of this here particular Bible study too. And I want to reference one more thing. When we are walking in the light, we try to strive with our fellow man in honesty and in unity. And not trying to happen. See, this is the thing about, like I said, we got choir day coming up, and I always have taught the choir that I have ever dealt with. I said, it ain't about showing off. It ain't about trying to outdo nobody. But you sing as unto the Lord. Do the best you can do, and go on. Don't worry about what the other fellow is doing. You just make certain that you're doing what you're supposed to do. And if we are walking in that marvelous light, that same light that knocked Paul off his beast and blinded him so he could see. You see, he could see physically, but he was spiritually blind. That's what a lot of us are today. We are spiritually, we can see physically, we need physical eyes, but we don't have no spiritual eyes. We just as blind as a bat. But when he got met that marvelous light, the resurrected Savior, Jesus, it blinded him, totally. Matter of fact, Paul's sight never was the same again. Not really. Read the book, read the New Testament. It's all there, y'all. It's all there. Paul's sight never was the same again after that experience. So you know that was a marvelous life. And so my charge to y'all this evening, let us walk in that light. Do the best you can. That's all God requires. There are some of us that you just can't deal with. I'm telling you that now. I know that. But you have to turn them over into the hands of the Lord. We can't change nobody. You can't change folks, so you might as well leave them alone. You cannot change anybody. Only God can change the heart of man. And mankind, that's what we mean, male and female. So if when we going around thinking that we can change people, you whistling Dixie, sister or brother. You cannot change anybody. The best thing you can do is just the word, what the word says. Proclaim the word, walk in the light, and live the life that you can live in front of them. Let your light shine. Don't worry about trying to shine nobody else's light. You just make sure your light is shining. And then maybe they'll see in the darkness and come to that marvelous light. That's all we can do, y'all. That's all we can do. It is not by might, nor by strength, but by God's power that people are going to be saved. And if we walk in this light that we talked about tonight, and we walk in that light, and we take heed to that light, and we show forth that light, then people that are in darkness will see. And as God work on their heart in his time, God can bring them out of a world of sin, because we cannot do it. You cannot change anybody. But you can pray. You can pray. Pray for a revival, y'all, because we need it in this land. We need it in this land. And as I close out this here tonight, Brother Dawkins reminded me, well, I did not catch the MSN news on my network, because that's where I get most of my stuff that I know current events off the net. I don't fool with that TV much. But he was telling me about the invasion Russia, and I done did so many videos telling y'all about the end time, about the Russia, about the alliance of all nations that are going to go against Israel one day. Y'all, it's coming. Everything is perking up. It is already in place. And so that's the more light that I'm going to shed on that. Perhaps on the next Bible study, that's what I'm thinking about doing, because I know where Brother Dawkins, we talking about light and darkness right now. So right here, I want to say I thank y'all, just in case some of you may have to leave here before I dismiss tonight. But I want to say that we will be touching on this subject matter. And I want to thank y'all for coming. And in other words, see, y'all, it's not for me. It is not for my glory. I don't have it. But it's all for the glory of God. You did yourself a favor tonight by coming hearing God's word for yourself. And then now what you do with it is entirely up to you. But nevertheless, it's not nothing about me. It is all about Jesus Christ and him crucified, point blank. And so right here, we're going to go on to close our study in order. Man, now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. And maybe you'll come back again on next week. We will be here doing the same thing at the same time. Good night.